Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parashah Shemot, Names. Week 13, 5th Aliyah. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God." Exodus 3, verse 18. How do we recognize a false leader? The Eternal has established authorities on earth. That's why when Moshe received the calling to deliver the people from slavery, he had to go first to the elders of Israel to be acknowledged by them. Chapter 3, verse 16. Then he had to go to the king of Egypt to ask his permission for the people to go out. The Eternal doesn't overlook the authorities he has set. There is an order that has to be followed for things to be legal. The one who tries to gather a people under his own leadership, while that people is under another leader, is breaking the rules related to respecting the area of responsibility of another one. This is the kind of behavior of a rebellious person who doesn't respect the assigned authorities. The one who doesn't respect the authorities doesn't respect the Eternal, and he will not approve such conduct. Our great Rabbi Yeshua teaches us that the leader is the door for his followers, John 10:7. Therefore, the one who doesn't get in through the door, the leader, and tries to guide or gather others' followers for himself, is a thief and a robber. No servant of the Messiah has the right to have his own disciples. The sheep belong to the Messiah, and those who try to get the Messiah's sheep for themselves are not his servants, but false leaders who wish to draw the Messiah's sheep after them. I am not a rabbi, and I have no disciples. Those who follow me are not my disciples, but Yeshua's disciples. My goal is to try to bring the Messiah, Yeshua, to him all those who follow me. There is no text in the Apostolic Scriptures that support the idea of this a disciple of Yeshua having his own disciples. Be careful with leaders who say that they have disciples. When Yeshua sent his emissaries to go through the world and make disciples, he didn't mean disciples for themselves, but for the only one who is allowed to be called rabbi in the body of the Messiah, Yeshua himself, Matthew 23:8. One of the clearest characteristics of a false leader is that he drags Yeshua's disciples after him, Act 20, verse 30. A true servant of the Messiah takes people to the rabbi. The Messiah's servants are characterized by being channels through which people can reach the Messiah and connect with the Almighty. The one who draws people after him and not after the Messiah is a rebel. Moshe had orders to go to the elders of Israel and then to the king of Egypt. He didn't gather a guerrilla and lead a coup. That was not the way to deliver the people. The elders of Israel had to acknowledge the first deliverer so that their freedom could be completed. The same thing will have to happen with the second deliverer. If he is not acknowledged by the elders of the Jewish people, he can't come and deliver the people from sin, death, and the diaspora. May the Eternal grant us wisdom to be able to collaborate with him and to do things his way, not ours. Shalom.